Hello from Nadia. Welcome to Lunaria. Welcome to the women's platform of cyclical awareness, in-depth analysis on how we function, inspiring examples from many cultures about women's cyclical awareness. Welcome back. Welcome to listen a little bit more about our Dasha Mahavidyas, the 10 great wisdom goddesses we've been speaking about in the past episodes. Today, I am going to introduce you to two new amazing goddesses, Bhuvaneshwari and Chinnamasta. Always, stepping forward from the example that Uma Dinsmartuli gives us in the representation in a circular way of the Dasha Mahavidyas and the connection between the goddesses and the female hormonal cycle and the female cycle of life. In particular, speaking about Bhuvaneshwari and Chinnamasta, we are connecting the power of motherhood, the power of creative sense and capacity, so the inner creativity, the inner creative woman. And of course, the reference is automatically from the ovulatory phase to the sense of creativity and motherhood in a broader way. So, again, giving you some outlines and reference points. We are in the full moon phase. We are in the ovulation area. We are in that specific time of a woman's life where there's a lot of creative energy, a lot of capacity to give birth and nurture your creations. Bhuvaneshwari is considered she whose body is the universe itself. So somebody who is able to give life and to embrace the sense of the universal mother in a way. So again, connecting with the female Siddhis, what I've introduced you in the past episodes as those superhuman and magical powers. Here, Bhuvaneshwari's Siddhis can be connected with pregnancy, birth, and pregnancy loss. I think it's valuable to mention both the light and dark side of pregnancy. So you can also happen to lose the baby. So that's part of life itself. And so Bhuvaneshwari, having this magical Siddhis of giving life, of giving birth, is actually, you know, the embodiment of unconditional love, because this is it. When you conceive and go through gestation and birth, well, you need to have a lot of unconditional love, because you're literally giving your body to the nurturance and creation of somebody else, of life, of another living being. So there's a lot of generosity, a lot of unconditional love. So we could say that this selfless generosity is her wisdom, is her power, is her siddhi also. And whoever has experienced pregnancy and birth can have experienced this intense generosity. But for including also the women who are not mothers, and many of us are not mothers, and that's absolutely fine. You don't need to be a mother to be a woman, of course. You can create so many other relevant creatures and still experience Bhuvaneshwari's Siddhi. That is this manifestation of unconditional love. And this may come into the babies of mind and our heart, such as businesses, creative projects, any work, anything that requires the holding space of nurture and attentive love. Also, for many, many women, this mothering energy of Bhuvaneshwari is this deep love, selfless and unconditional love, generosity. All this manifests in the way we care for people, in the way we care and nurture other beings, no matter if they are related to us, no matter if they are our children or parents. You know, sometimes you happen to be a very caring woman, and that's the manifestation of Bhuvaneshwari's power. This creative aspect of creating and itself and taking care, the creation. And yeah, the reference comes from, again, this Yoni Shakti book and in-depth work done by Uma Dinsmurthuli. It's not the only one. There's so many other interpretations. I let you explore and go look for other possible interpretations of Bhuvaneshwari. I like this one. It's not the only one though. And Chinnamasta. Chinnamasta, I think she's my favorite one. She is amazing, I could say. So if we follow the cyclical interpretation, as with Bhuvaneshwari, we were associating the time of pregnancy and birth with this specific goddess Mahavidya. With Chinnamasta, we can speak about the time that comes after birth, the postnatal recovery, and all those experiences that are near-death experiences, all the transitions in recovery from something rapid and shocking, some big change. Also, you know, things such as exile, immigration, bereavements, any kind of intense experience. Yes, why? Well, in so many cultures in the world, women are considered to be in a near-death experience during lactation, breastfeeding. Because, you know, birth is an intense process, and not necessarily, especially in the 40 days after birth, and I would say the couple of months just after, you feel like before birth, before pregnancy. There is a time where, for example, in the Moroccan culture, they say the window of death is open and you can die any day, any time, at any day. In the Tamil culture, that's also quite relevant, and you see how pregnant and postpartum women are taken care of, especially after birth, how the mother comes and cook for you, and everyone's sustaining you, supporting you, and taking care of you. Of course, this is the tradition. Then it depends on the families and everyone's choice. But this is for understanding that when you come out of a near-death experience, such as birth or an accident or something that is not as creative as birth, but something different, you need to have an inner strength, a capacity to connect with consciousness beyond mind, beyond any reassurance, anything. Her power is to bring about total and irreversible shifts of consciousness. You don't come back from such experiences. You are different. All women who experienced birth, all people who experienced intense shifts or near-death experiences, or any kind of experience that demand complete transformation, they know that there is a shift in consciousness. And this comes with Chinnamasta's power, because she's very much linked with Kali. So we could say that she's Kali multiplied. So there is no space for ego. The mind is egoless. Attachments are killed as monsters, as demons, as everything that's taking energy out of you. So it's kind of liberating, ultimately. It takes courage. It takes guts, we could say, to go through this process of shift of consciousness. And Chinnamasta beautifully shows how you could do. If you see her traditional representation, which I found brilliant, you could see that she's a self-decapitated goddess. So the literally meaning of the name Chinnamasta is she whose head is severed. So her head is missing in the typical iconography. I mean, it's not missing, it's there, but it's not attached to the body because she's cut it off with her, a scimitar or machete or something. And she's keeping the head in the other hand. And rivers of blood flow out of her throat and feed her sisters. Because she's so generous that she shares her blood, her power, we could say also. So whatever is linked with also facing loss and grief can also be taken into account here. So miscarriages, pregnancy losses, and abortion, speaking about the woman's body, are very much linked with Chinnamasta, because it takes, again, the same power you take for a near-death experience when you experience the death of someone else in your womb. And for that, you lose a certain innocence, the sense of illusion goes away. It's kind of an end of a certain stage of life. You become an adult in all senses, but not that you're a sad and boring person, but more that you experience the shift of consciousness. You are a different person. You are more empowered. You went through the darkness. And all these self-identity notions you had before are eradicated. You've cut your own head and you're reborn. That's it. It's a dramatic change. It's super intense. Welcome to connect with Chinnamasta, especially if you experienced an intense time of postpartum or a pregnancy loss, an abortion, a near-death experience, anything that has impacted you in a shocking way or in a deep change. And welcome to research more about our beautiful Chinnamasta. Thank you for listening. And talk to you next time, next week. We'll go on with our journey with the Mahavidyas. Thank you so much. Bye-bye from Oroville.
கேட்டுக்கொண்டிருப்பது ஆரோவில் ரேடியோ.